はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
お、ジャパニーズポッド 101.com デイ、エアクレーレンの提供だよ。テアンデイ、持ってけ泥棒。よしです。
高瀬です。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 19 as always are brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. All right, things are getting pretty wild down at the studio.
Yes.
Yoshi, what was that?
To the Edoko dialect.
Edoko dialect. What's Edoko?
Edoko is the people who grew up in the Tokyo area.
Ah, yes, this rings a bell. Give it to us one more time, nice and slow.
Edoko.
And Takase, break it down.
Edoko.
And one time fast.
Edoko.
Okay, today we are back with survival phrases. Now, Yoshi, what were we working on 2 weeks ago?
Pharmacy.
Yeah, we were giving you terms for certain illnesses, kind of common sicknesses and illnesses that you may come in contact with on your trip. So, today we're back in the pharmacy for pharmacy part two. But today it's a bit different because we're going to be covering an area that recently has garnered a lot of attention. Now, Takase, what are we going to talk about today?
栄養補給.
Well, one more time, please.
栄養補給.
Nutrition supplement. Yoshi, can you break this down?
栄養補給.
Now, past laws in Japan have regulated this industry very tightly. In the past, this was associated with the medical and pharmaceutical industry. Very tight regulations. But I believe about 1999 or late 1990s, the law changed and allowed nutritional supplement drinks to be sold in various places according to the way they were named. Now, the way they were named in the past was
医薬品,
pharmaceutical good or medical good. Break this down, Takase.
医薬品.
And 医薬品, pharmaceutical goods, medical goods, can only be sold at pharmacies. So you can't find these at a convenience store, you can't find these at a supermarket. But with the change in the law, if you label things
医薬部外品,
quasi-pharmaceutical goods, goods that fall outside the medical and pharmaceutical label, these can be sold in pharmacies, convenience stores, and supermarkets. Now, can you give us the word one more time?
医薬部外品.
Yoshi, please break it down.
医薬部外品. 医薬部外品.
Yes, it's the same word as
医薬品.
But what do we add into this? Yoshi?
部外.
And this means outside the section. Goods that fall outside the medical and pharmaceutical label. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Now let's get down to it. Now, these drinks recently have become quite popular in Japan. And what we want to do is introduce you to some of the kind of lighter side of these because this industry is booming. There is so much out there. Right, Yoshi?
Right.
We went to the pharmacy to do some research for this. How many products were there?
There were tons of them.
I think it was one whole wall.
Uh-huh.
And they had everything from growing hair, stomach illness, getting your energy back, battling the hot summers here, and some other products that we're not at liberty to discuss here, right?
The good stuff.
Takase?
Which one, Yoshi?
Yoshi, which one? I know what we'll do. All right. I feel we shouldn't talk about this on the air. So what we're going to do is we're going to put a little section in the PDF about this. It has to do with a snake. What was the name of the snake?
Mamushi.
Break that down.
Mamushi. Mamushi.
And we're going to have a little detailed section about what we found out about supplement drinks, nutritional supplement drinks, and this snake. It's pretty interesting. All right, but enough about that. Now let's get into some good stuff. The stuff that is commonly used. Takase, what is the first one on our list?
Lipobitan D.
Yoshi, break this down.
Lipobitan. Lipobitan.
Now this product is an extremely popular supplement drink, and this can be found in pharmacies, convenience stores, supermarkets, newsstands, kiosks. You can find this supplement drink anywhere. Right, Yoshi?
Right.
Now, what do you think about this drink? Have you tried it?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think?
It's pretty good.
Yeah? Well, come on. Taste, feeling. Come on. Give us something.
I say it's almost like Red Bull.
Yes.
Lipovitan D.
There it is, the D. Hey, you forgot the D there, Takase.
I did. I did say D.
All right. I'm sorry.
Yoshi forgot it.
I need to drink it right now.
Yes, please.
We actually have one on hand, but we're not giving you that. Because Takase, can you imagine if we gave this guy a Red Bull in here?
Be fun.
All right, you calm down too. All right, back on track, guys. Now, so I often take it when I need a bit of a boost, a little bit of energy if I'm studying for a test or something. I drink one of these and I get the energy. The only problem is after the energy wears off, you feel really tired. Hmm. Takase, what do you think about this one?
No, I don't like the taste. And I don't like the color either.
What color is it?
It's bright yellow. Very bright yellow.
That's what I like about it.
Oh, Yoshi, you're too much. Okay, now this name. Can you give us a name one more time, Takase?
Lipovitan D.
Now, the name perplexed us so much that we actually called the company, and our research team came up with this. The first part of the name,
Lipo.
This is short for
Lipokrasis.
And this is a synonym for lipolysis. And this is a breakdown of stored fat in cells. So when they chose the name, and apparently this name was chosen a while ago, the person that we spoke with on the phone said, oh, the name was chosen so long ago that we're not really sure. So we kind of put her on the spot. But she gave us that information, the breakdown of fats. And that was one of the goals, I believe, of this back when this was defined as a medical or pharmaceutical good. Now, again, that changed. And with the change in the law from 1999, they switched over to outside the pharmaceutical goods. So they're sold everywhere. But the name has stayed. Well, that's what we have. Don't all jump in at once. I know it's a very interesting story. Takase?
Okay, I understand.
Yoshi?
Good to know.
All right, give us the next one.
Takeda C.
A vitamin C supplement drink.
Takeda C. Takeda C.
Now, this is a supplement drink with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. And this one I particularly love. Whenever I feel a cold coming on, I run to the store, I buy two of these, drink them, and I don't know why, magically, the illness disappears. This one can't get enough of. Yoshi, what do you think about this one?
I like it a lot.
We gotta put some feeling into it.
It's really sour. But,
okay, Takase. I'm going to switch to you. Takase, what do you think?
Are you going to ask me the same question every time? Because I don't like any of them.
Well, that really brought the show to a halt. Okay, let me give you a little bit more about what that person said. Now, all right, yeah. Good point, Takase. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Okay. Bam.
Vam. V-A-A-M. Vam.
Bam. Ba-a-m. Bam.
This drink is made from amino acids found in?
Suzumebachi.
Wasps. Break it down.
Suzumebachi. Suzumebachi.
This one I've actually never had. Yoshi, have you had this one?
Uh-uh.
And Takase, we're not going to ask you. So, but what we're going to do, we actually brought one to the studio and everyone's going to try it. So just hang on 1 second. We're going to open this up and see how it goes. Takase, come over here. Just get nice and close.
Oh, no.
Oh, that went everywhere. See what I get for joking around too much? All right, Takase, give it a try. Say something, Takase, say something.
It's good.
It took you like 30 seconds to come to that conclusion. You look like you're in agony. Let me try this. I can't describe it. Oh, it contracts your face muscles. Yoshi, what do you think?
It's weird.
It is.
What a bet. All right, we need another one. Yoshi's going back for more. Yoshi's going back for more.
It doesn't taste anything.
What?
It doesn't taste like anything.
No.
Yoshi, are you okay?
Uh-huh. Can I try it again?
No, thank you. I mean, I would never go to eat with you.
Very strong taste.
Yeah, it tastes like something. I don't...
It's very chemical, like orange.
All right, we'll try to write a little bit more about what we kind of tasted, but can you recommend this one? Yoshi recommends it. Takase?
Can I say no?
Yes. Yeah, you can. Me too. I'm kind of torn. Like, I don't know if I'd recommend it. I'd recommend trying it once, but I don't know. Wasps. All right. What do we have next?
Oronamin C.
Oronamin C drink. And this one is also carbonated and supposed to supplement some of the vitamins you're supposed to get on a daily basis. Okay, next.
Fiber Mini.
Fiber Mini.
Fiber Mini. Fiber Mini.
And this is a drink high in fiber content. Now, I've actually never tried this one either. Yoshi, have you had this one?
No. Yes.
All right. Thanks for that input. Takase?
No.
All right. So let's try this one. Open it up. And the verdict is?
I don't like it.
Kind of. The taste is all right. Yoshi, what do you have for us? Are you okay?
It's really good.
Yoshi, I'm worried about you.
All right, Takase, what's next? Running short of time.
Calorie Mate.
Calorie Mate.
Calorie Mate. Calorie Mate.
It's a very popular nutritional supplement snack. It comes in a box that really, really needs a marketing makeover. It's just yellow. Inside, it contains 4 nutritional bars. Now, again, the taste here is hit or miss. Yoshi, do you like these?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you like everything.
I do.
Takase, do you like these?
No.
Yeah, I used to like them. Then I didn't like them. Then I liked them. Then it kind of depends on the day with me. But again, if you come to Japan and, you know, you're traveling, this may be a bit of an energy pickup for you. All right. So I think we covered quite a bit today. What do you think?
Enough.
Enough. Yes. Now, the reason we chose this topic today is that we thought that many people would come to Japan. And when you come here, you're traveling around, backpacking. It's taking a lot of energy out of you. So we wanted to introduce you to some of the nutritional supplements that you could find in the stores. Give you some of that energy back. All right. So, any last recommendations, Yoshi?
I feel like I'm a wasp now.
Oh. All right. Takase, anything for us?
I'm feeling sick now.
What do you recommend people do? They're backpacking here. It takes so much out of them. What should they do?
Just have good food instead of taking them.
All right. I say take them. Yoshi?
Definitely take them.
No.
All right, that's going to do it for today. Thanks, guys, for joining us in the studio.
Arigatou gozaimashita.
Mata ne. Oh, by the way, can I finish those? They tasted really good.
Get him out of the studio.